Hey, it's Lori G here on 97.5 WVNU. I am live at the Fayette County Airport, and I am talking with Jim from Lincoln Way Vineyards. Jim, how you doing today?
I'm great. Great to be here.
So you are your vineyard. Where is your vineyard located, sir?
We're outside Worcester, Ohio. So
I love Worcester.
About 2 hours from here. So
good wine up in that area, sir.
I'd like to think so. We'd like to think we're a good winery.
So Lincoln Way, so you're located outside of Worcester. What kind of wines did you bring with you here today to the Toast of Fall?
We brought a little bit of everything. We've got from dry to sweet. We've got a sparkling. We've got a blackberry blend. We've got a little bit of everything for everybody's taste buds, you know, from dry to sweet and everything in between.
Now, the other vintners I talked to, blackberry seems to be a theme in the wine. Is that because of the season or is that just a... I love blackberries and I love it in wine.
Well,
so.
I think part of it is the customers want blackberries.
Yeah.
So we make what the customers want.
Absolutely.
To be successful in this business. And I think it's one of those, it's the time of year. This is when blackberries have come off for in the last couple of weeks, last couple of months. And it's just real easy to get a hold of them. And so it's easy to make wine with it. Once you figured out how to blend it up and make it so that everybody enjoys it.
Yeah. So let's talk about your wines you brought today. If you could pick two of your wines that are a must taste, what could you narrow it down to two?
Well, I'm going to narrow it down to the two that have a bunch of awards from the Ohio Wine Competition.
But your award-winning wine.
Yeah. So we brought 616 Rosé, which was a double gold winner. It was nominated for Best of Show Rosé. We didn't quite get the Best of Show, but the people that beat us out, I'm good with.
It's
fine. I know who they are. I'm okay losing to them.
Right.
The other one we brought, it's an award winner, is our sparkling wine. We brought what we call 1245 Silver. Notice the numbers. Those are all times on a clock formed by keeping the L from the Lincoln Highway and turning it into hands on the clock, because we want you to find your wine time.
Oh my gosh, I love that. I love the names of the creativity of this. So let's say I was in the Worcester area and I strolled by Lincoln Way Vineyards. What can I expect when I go to your place?
So it doesn't look like much from the outside. It looks like an old warehouse,
but that means it has the best stuff inside.
I'd like to think so.
Yeah.
We took an old warehouse that we bought at an auction. Literally, my son bought it when he was in eighth grade. That's the running joke. My dad was actually there bidding on it for us while we were out of town. And we did some rehab to it, converted it to a winery. We've got a picnic area. We've got plenty of parking out there. Little tasting room, big event center that we do live music and food trucks every Friday and Saturday night all year round. We just like to have a good time. Our tasting room staff, I think, is amazing. They think they're funny. So it's kind of an interesting combination. So we have a lot of fun there, and customers seem to have a lot of fun when they come visit us and are surprised at the types of wines that we have. A lot of people don't know that Ohio can produce really good, high quality dry wines. And a lot of people are surprised because all they've ever seen Ohio produce is sweet wine. We like to think, and we know there's other wineries out there that can, that are in the same, boat, same category as us, that can make some exceptional dry wines, so that people that are, we'll call it more seasoned wine drinkers that are looking for that dry red, that big dry red, we've got something for them.
Sure. Well, Jim, thank you so much for talking with me today. I know you got to get back to your stand because things are about to kick off, but you're probably going to see me walk through the doors of your vineyard here sometime this fall, my
Absolutely.
Friend.
Absolutely. We'd love to see you.
All right. That was Jim from Lincoln Way Vineyards here on 97.5 WVNU. Well, let's get back to the music.